producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I greet my friend.
Do you quack at
Jennifer Horn? Yes, Jennifer Horn is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. The program features the intelligence and intellect of Kenneth Q. Kessler, who's monitoring social media.
He's the third, Dougie.
Kenneth Q. Kessler the third?
Right.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Nice.
And then there's Kara Sillen. How do you denote for women a junior or the third or whatever? Would there be, is it Kara Sillen the third?
It's not a thing because Jennifer, you don't carry on a name.
Oh, that's all it is carrying on a name? That's the reason
Pretty
for
much.
That? Jeepers crow, I didn't know that. You're so schmat.
I didn't know it either until it just popped out of my mouth.
No.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. All right, so I'm looking at a picture of Randy. I'm looking at a picture of Simon.
You're like playing Romper Room.
Well, it's very, I think there's something comfortable.
Wait, stop.
What?
Kara, do you know what Romper Room is?
No.
This is going to make me sad. Womp, womp. I knew it. Man.
You're the magic mirror. I see
her about Mickey Mouse Club last hour. She didn't know anything about that either.
What?
I know what the Mickey Mouse Club is. I just didn't watch it.
Mm. Okay, Romper Room, just real quick. It was the most awesome kids show. And the woman that ran the whole thing, she'd stand in front of this magic mirror at the end, and she'd go, I see Kara, and I see Kenny, and I see Dougie, and I see... And you'd bet. You'd sit at home and you'd just hope and pray she was going to say your name because she was looking right at you.
Right. We're looking right now at Paula Abdul. Paula, Randy, Simon, tonight.
Alvin and Theodore.
The 15th and final season of American Idol kicking off.
Yep.
It's not going to have 30 million people watching it like it did when it first got started, but it was...
I'm going to make a prediction. Because it's the last one, people are going to watch.
I think you're right. I think the ratings will go up.
I'm compelled.
Yeah. So I remember, was it NBC or ABC? Somebody called it the Death Star.
The Death Star? What did they say?
Because it killed the ratings on every other show that was on at the same time it was on.
Oh, my gosh. In the first few years, it was a monster.
Oh, yeah. It was really, really. 30 million people watching a television show. At the same time, in consideration of all the other media that's around now, you don't get those kind of numbers. If you a superb, superb number would be 12, 13, 14 million. The number one television show in the country is NCIS, and that gets normally on an average week maybe 10, 11 million viewers. But the average really successful show, 8, 9 million viewers, and you can... stick around if you have as few as 6 or 7 million.
Sometimes even 3 or 4, they'll just stay for a while.
Right. Yep. Yep. So anyway, certainly iconoclastic is the word that I would use to describe that show. I have never been a fan. Actually, the only reason I watched it a few times was to see how well Ryan did as the host. He cut his teeth. He grew up on the show. And it'll be interesting to see where he goes with that talent now.
You know what annoys me about you saying that you were never a fan of this show?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Tell me what
annoys you. I never watched American Idol until I started working here. And then you guys made it such a big deal, and you watched it. Like, you actually reported on it, Dougie.
Well, that was because I was walking through the room where it was playing and somebody else was
Please. No, you actually reported on it. And so then I started feeling left out, so I started watching it because you guys did.
Uh-huh. Well, see what a good influence we were on you. How about that?
Yeah.
And then we stopped.
So did I.
Right, that's it.
Right. I was done.
Good. Take care of that. Today, we would like you to have a sensible and realistic attitude toward what's going on in the world. I hope you are you're open to the ideas that we have here. Whatever is conversationally going on, we want you to be a part of it. One of the things people are talking about around the country, the weather. So... think about this in perspective. It's always important to put things into perspective. A year ago today, it was Arctic Monday.
Ooh.
The polar vortex showed up for the first time, barreling across the U.S. The coldest temperatures recorded in 20 states for 40-some-odd years. 4,400 flights were canceled a year ago today because the fuel lines on the airplanes were frozen. The situation in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 18 below on this day a year ago. Babbitt, Minnesota, 37 below a year ago today. Dallas, Texas, a year ago today, 16 degrees. So put that in perspective. Rainy and cold in Southern California. All of a sudden, flood warnings. Jennifer and Kenny are there. I'm flying back into it tomorrow, but I'm bringing good weather back with me.
Yeah,
it'll be nice by the weekend.
It's supposed to rain on Saturday again. But, yeah, today
not
and tomorrow.
Like, not like today.
No.
Not like yesterday.
Yesterday, you know, it was funny because it was raining yesterday when we got off the air.
Yeah.
Just nice, light rain. Yeah. And then it was really raining when I drove to work. And then I was at work all day and I came out and it was gone. So all these people showing me pictures of the freeways flooding, I don't know what they're talking about. No, it was pretty bad. It was, you know,
it was
a lot of water.
It was good. Even though it was bad, it was good.
When a lot of water falls quickly on a place that's not ready for it and a place that hasn't had water in a while, it starts to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in California, people absolutely panic when it rains.
Yeah.
And either they drive about a, you know, like an inch a minute, like a snail.
Yeah.
Or they drive like speed demons. There's, like, no happy medium.
Yeah, it's craziness. So this
I've got to get out of this rain. Ah!
This is the result of El Nino. The weather pattern that we're talking about is, according to the stats anyway, thus far, Jen, pulling even with the El Nino in the winter of 97-98.
That was a lot of rain. We'll see if this one
helps. So we'll see if this continues. Temperature measurements in the Pacific, though, over the past 14 days suggest that the pattern is almost the same, at least temperature-wise, in the locations where they've measured, going back to 97-98. So is that 19 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
19. And this is, it supposedly alternates. El Nino one year and La Nina the other year. When you were a kid growing up, did you ever hear about, I never heard about, we never knew anything about El Nino.
I think I heard about El Nino until the 90s. And I remember hearing in 97. And I remember 97, we had a lot of flooding. But, you know, I was out of high school by 97.
Yeah.
I remember in 95, 94, when I was driving. So it had to have been 94 or 5, probably 95, to go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the water standing up so tall in the San Fernando Valley, I couldn't even open my car door.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Tall water.
It's not the first time that this kind of stuff happens.
She's a tall drink of water. You've heard that expression.
That's right.
Yeah. 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Why and how do you gain weight? As we are, many of us, focused on losing weight, exercising, the old New Year's resolutions, I'm going to give you some information that you probably have never heard before in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Meanwhile, time for us to focus on your hair and your face. How about we do the face first? Everybody want to do the face first? Put your best face forward. Genucel. Take advantage of the discount that's now being offered to people who have never tried. We've had this conversation before. A lot of people talking about Genucel. A lot of people talking about the bags and puffiness under their eyes and wish they could do something about it. Well, now you can. You can call 800-543-9262 and try out this. This is a great, not a good product. It's a great product because it works. Bags, puffiness, gone in 12 hours. And because of the new Platinum Dark Circle treatment, which you can get when you dial 800-543-9262, you're going to take care of all of the things that are distracting on your face. Puffiness, bags, all of that sort of thing, and then the dark circles. So to get rid of them, call 800-543-9262. Genucel takes care of all those things Take action now for the new year. 800-543-9262. You'll be happy.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood, and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
All right, 16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We'll spend a few minutes with Bill Dendy, who is president of Elite Financial Management, has a number of years of experience in investments and financial planning, focusing on the China market. The Shanghai Composite Index nosedived about 7 points yesterday, and so that had what impact? Let's find out here in America, anywhere around the rest of the world. Mr. Dendy, welcome to Good Day. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and it's a real pleasure to be here. And I tell you, it sure didn't start off as a great new year with the markets being down so much on the very first day of trading. But I think for a lot of folks, they're starting to realize that that may not be the biggest issue out there.
So the Shanghai market, how does that impact the Chinese markets in general? Well, how does their stock market, give us a quick 30-second primer in how the stock market works over there versus how our stock market works.
Well, what's interesting is the Chinese are attempting to control the markets. And I know that all countries tend to try to do some types of controls. But what's interesting is the controls that are put in by the governments oftentimes have an effect that's almost opposite of what they intended to have. One of the challenges with China is that things have slowed down a whole lot in China, and investment had gotten maybe ahead of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months ago, China was facing a massive sell-off causing their markets to go down. So the government stepped in and said they're going to do some things to prevent a wholesale sell-off of the stocks. And one of those things was to put in circuit breakers that would stop trading if the market were to go down certain percentages.
So it did.
I believe the big challenge is the circuit breakers actually exacerbated the problem because at 5%, they tell everyone to stop trading for 15 minutes and calm down, and we'll start over again. But if it should go down 7%, they'll close the market for the day. Well, the problem with those tight trading ranges in such a volatile market to begin with is once you hit 5%, that's like pushing a panic button, which calls everyone else to hurry up and sell off at the 7%, which locked folks out of the market. And the reason for it was factory numbers came in a little lighter than expected, and the fact that China also had put a moratorium on selling of shares by the largest shareholders for 6 months, and that time frame is supposed to lapse on January 8th. And the traders said, okay, well, if all the big people who wanted to sell their shares had been prevented from doing so for 6 months, and we've already got the 7% sell-off, this is a bad thing.
Right.
So that had a ripple effect across the world.
All right, so we got a few seconds left here. This doesn't continue, does it? It looked like things stabilized pretty well yesterday here anyway, didn't they?
Absolutely, but it is a sign that this market is a bit manic depressive. It doesn't know really which way to go. Mm-hmm. And so we have weeks where we have several hundred-point drops with weeks with a several hundred-point gain. Mm. The market's looking for a reason to go either way, and at this point, there are good reasons to go either way.
Yeah.
And that's one of the challenges.
Well,
so for investors, it means it's time to reassess the portfolio and make sure that you can be in for the long run if you're in the market.
Sit still is the recommendation. Bill Dendy from Elite Financial Management, thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 50. What's Twitter? What are you talking about? 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Wednesday, the 6th of January. Time for some spun.
What? Some spun sugar?
Some spun, yes.
That's
fun. See, I get paid by the word. I put a few words together and saves the priority handlers here a couple of extra bucks.
Let me guess. Some spunky fun. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think maybe that would be a good idea, Jennifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Starting with the monologues from the late night television programs. And Conan O'Brien!
The parents of a 6-year-old Canadian boy are angry because he's been put on the no-fly list. 6-year-old Canadian boy, yeah. TSA agents said we're trying to prevent the next Bieber.
That's something worthwhile. Yes, no more Justin Biebers in our country. For those of you who didn't know, he's Canadian.
Yes, he is.
Next, Stephen Colbert, who's not a Canadian. Let's see, what do they think about all the Canadians? Let's see, Ted Cruz? He's Canadian, right?
He sure is.
Ah, see? Here we go. We're starting. There's a trickle-down effect.
Allegedly.
Yeah. All right. So Stephen Colbert joking about the stand. Can we find anybody in our country? Well, we got guys from Guam or wherever Obama came from. Where did he come from? Ghana?
Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Hawaii,
and a place called Hawaii.
Why can't we find people here? All right. That's another subject for another time. Stephen Colbert joking about the standoff in Oregon.
There's a big story right now everybody's talking about. It's about a group of heavily armed protesters who have occupied something called the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in a remote area of southeast Oregon. I have not seen this many angry bearded men in Oregon since I referred to Blue Moon as a craft beer.
All right, Seth Meyers joking about President Obama.
President Obama said that guns should come with new safety devices because if a kid can't open aspirin, they shouldn't be able to pull a trigger. And the gun lobby plans to cooperate by making aspirin bottles easier to open.
We're trying, anyway. All right, Steve Harvey, dust settling on all the stuff in the Miss Universe pageant, here talking yesterday during his daytime program, advising an audience member about talking too much when she works out with her spouse.
My husband and I used to work out together, but he stopped asking me to go with him because he says I talk too much during a workout. I really miss our time together, so what can I do to convince him that I'm a new me this year and won't talk anymore?
No, you're the same person. You're not a new me, and he knows that. Why did you do that? You go to the gym to work out.
I know, but we're not with each other during the day when we're working, so when we get that time together, I want to gossip about, you know, my friends or TV shows, movies.
No, no, we're at the gym. He lifts weights. It's not good. You're not going back to the gym.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, just go to the gym and act like you don't know him. He'll come over and talk to you.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres back from her holiday break talking about that.
Did you have a good holiday? We had a lovely time. Portia and I thought this was a good idea. We took our families to the Islands, which is a restaurant in Burbank. That would have been a good idea, though. This was different. We took them to the Caribbean and spent 10 days on a yacht, and we thought that would be a wonderful experience for our families to have. Let me tell you, being on a yacht is great. It's like a beautiful five-star hotel that could sink at any moment. It was my mother, and it was her mother, and it was our brothers and their wives, and then the professor and Marianne.
Kara, what's that a reference to?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, hooray! Yay!
Dougie, tell her what she's won on Quiz the Millennial.
That felt good. Actually,
that felt good.
It did, actually. Kara is a millennial, important part of the staff, and we're teasing her a little bit about what she knows and doesn't know about popular culture. All right, speaking of that, it's time now for our visit with Dr. Chambers. Some major medical breakthroughs last year. He's got some more info on that.
In 2015, people were still arguing that vaccines either don't work or did harm. But at the same time, science mobilized their immune system to fight cancer. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. 2015 saw big breakthroughs for people with advanced lung and skin cancer. Two new drugs, Opdivo and Yervoy, mobilizes your own immune system to fight your cancer. Here's the thing. These drugs work by removing a brake that cancer puts on the immune system. The hope is that these drugs would enable the immune system to keep the cancer in check indefinitely. DCOC advice: the best treatment for lung and skin cancer, of course, is not to get them, meaning quit smoking and use sunblock. On the other hand, for the poor souls who have been stricken with lung or skin cancer, these are indeed great drugs. Oh, and if your immune system can be mobilized to beat widespread cancer, don't you think simple vaccines like the flu shot can beat the bugs around us? This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Today, Wednesday, the 6th of January, first full week of the first month of the year 2016. How's it going so far, Jennifer? Thumbs up?
So far, so good, Doug.
So far, so good. Kenny, thumbs up with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go along with that. So
all
far,
right.
So good.
Kara, thumbs up with you?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Not get too excited about anything. How about the Powerball jackpot? $450 million. Winning number. How do they know the winning number is going to be drawn? It could be another no winner.
No,
right?
But the winning numbers for this drawing, whether or not they're winning numbers, numbers are going
to whether they win. They would be the winning numbers if somebody had them to win.
Right.
Right. Right? You have
I buy a ticket.
Okay, so here's the story.
Yeah.
If you buy a ticket today, you have a 1 in 300 million chance of winning.
$2 again.
1 in 300 million.
How many zeros is that?
1 in 300 million. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 zeros.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So you're saying I have a chance.
Yeah, you got a chance. Yep. Same as everybody else. 300 million people, that's how many people. That is, in essence, that's everybody in America. You have one chance among all of your fellow Americans to win. Every American has a single chance of winning against the rest of the population. Get that? You understand how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so there you go. You cannot get Powerball tickets, though, in Nevada, Utah, Mississippi, Alabama, Alaska, and Hawaii. Does anybody know why?
You could just get them in California recently. I mean, it's been just, it kind of rolls out state by state.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to be spending too much money on these
things.
That's right. One way or the other. All right, so our poll today, if you win, who would you share it with? A, family, B, friends, C, coworkers, D, some or all of the above, E, I'm not sharing with anyone. Is it that you have to or you want to? I want to. What about you, Jen?
I want to.
Yep. Kara, are you buying Powerball tickets? Who are you going to share it with? Us?
Yeah, sure. I'd buy lottery tickets.
Wait a minute. If anybody here wins the lottery and you don't show up to work, you're fired.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that Kara's like, if I win the Powerball, I'm not coming to work. I'm like, what? Aren't you going to come and share with us?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Kara.
Yeah.
She said she'd come in, but only at 9. Okay. I'm with her on that. I get it.
Jerry McFadden there. All right, so Kenny, the first thing you would do if you won the Powerball, look at this. Let's see. 28% of you said pay off your bills. 22% of you said give money to your friends and family. I think that's a good thing. I think most of us would think about it that way, hopefully anyway. 19% quit your job. No, that is the dumbest, worst, most awful thing you could do because it means instant death. If you're not working anybody, it does. If people don't, the idea that people don't go to work, the people who live to be, what is now the average retirement age is 67 in America. So people, I can't stand my job. I can hardly wait to retire. And then as soon as they retire, they die. Done. Finished. That doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens more and more frequently these days because people don't have, well, there's good and bad in that. People don't have enough outside interests because they've been tied to their job through their lives, or they don't realize how important their job is to their overall health and well-being. So that's not a good idea. I think we have power to the people. Or at least one person that'll be experienced. I feel in my gut there's going to be a winner. I don't know.
Is it going to be me?
I'm not sure about that. I'm
not either because I haven't purchased my tickets yet. Oh. I was just wondering if you had five. Thanks.
Go ahead, Kenny. What were you going to say?
No, I was just laughing because I know it's going to be me.
No, it's going to be you.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be you. The purpose of New Year's resolutions is to improve yourself, to better yourself. Most of the time people come up with these things because they want their life to be better. And that's why so many people go on these weight programs. You think it's an accident that every other commercial you hear on the radio or see how many weight loss, we got a couple of different weight loss programs we're advertising here.
You know which one I've noticed quite a bit, and maybe it's because I'm a fan of this program and I've used it before, so yeah, they've got my name. Mm-hmm. But Weight Watchers has been killing it with the ads this year because Oprah's a part of it now.
Yeah, Oprah.
Yeah, they've had videos on Instagram. Just the coordinated attack as far as mail. I got mail on Monday.
Yeah.
All these Instagram posts. They've got commercials everywhere. I was watching an episode of Nashville on Hulu the other night.
Really?
They've got commercials on Hulu. I mean, just a very coordinated approach to getting the word out.
Smart. Very smart. So did you know why it is that you gain weight?
Because you eat too much and you don't move enough? Yes, I've gotten the memo. Thank you.
Well, that may be on the outside, but on the inside, it seems that the research this year, and every year, again, sort of coordinated or in council with the idea of losing weight, exercising. Not only do we have the weight loss programs that are advertising everywhere, thank heavens for that, we also have the gyms. Join this gym, $1 down. You don't have to pay until 3 years from next Monday. Join the gym for $10. Show up as much as you want to. Sign up. It's all of these things. It's almost like they're screaming out of the radio, or they're going to reach out of the speaker of the radio and grab you and bring you to the gym, which is probably not a bad idea. More people could use more exercise, especially when you get into your 40s and 50s. You got to get your muscles bigger and stronger so you can hold your body together as you get older. That's part of my motivation for working out as much as I do. I want my muscles to be strong to hold my body together. As you get a little older, it becomes a little more difficult. But then with that, there's weight gain because in terms of muscle, muscle is weight, the same as fat. As a matter of fact, the denser the muscle, the more the weight attached to it. So there's various ways of losing weight and building muscle. And sometimes you don't need to lose the weight, you just need to change the fat into muscle. That's something, but you got to keep doing it, because as soon as you stop exercising, it goes back into the fat again. And this, the reason for that is that there are trillions and trillions, I sound like Carl Sagan, it was billions with him though, trillions and trillions, and I'm not talking about the national debt, I'm talking about the microbes living in your gut. Dr. Jack Stockwell will tell you that people who are affected by this, there's a focus in a study that's out this week on both thin people and fat people. Thin and fat have been found to have different types of microbes. If you're thin, you have a certain type of microbe in your gut. And if you're heavy, you have another kind of microbe. One of the studies on mice...
I call my microbe bacon.
Really? I think we had some of that the other morning at breakfast.
No, I didn't. You did.
Oh!
Allegedly.
She loves to do that. She, you don't realize how much, Kenny, how much satisfaction she gets in having me... If I go to breakfast with she and her father, with her and her father, excuse me, and I have a piece of bacon.
It's not a piece. Here's the thing, Kenny.
Listen,
that Dougie, like, plays the I'm a vegetarian card.
No, I never say that. I say I eat fish and I don't eat meat. I don't eat the cows because they're my friends.
Maybe now more often, maybe you do that. But before, you used to, I'm a vegetarian.
I don't remember saying that. I remember saying that.
And so when he goes, we go to breakfast, and he always constantly will, like, eat the pork product off
his
plate.
And then I say to you to shut up about it on the air.
And once you tell me to shut up about something on the air, what am I going to do? I'm going to talk about it. Yeah. Funny thing was, he ordered a plate, like a pork sampler, when we were out to breakfast this weekend. What did you have? You had, like, sausage, bacon,
and ham, little sausage.
I love it. Look, hey, go for
yum.
It.
You know?
It's the new year.
Jack says I have to have more protein, so I'm trying
to you're supposed to eat meat.
Anyway, so the protein, the microbe thing, different types of microbes. There's a study that looks at mice. Mice have been fed... the same diet, and they've already figured out that some mice have obese microbes in them, and some have the thin people microbes in them, and the obese microbe mice gain more weight than the ones that were given that had the same food that had the thin microbes. So it may be that you have the luck of the draw, in fact, and if that's the case, then you have to work harder on keeping the exterior of your body, i.e., keep the weight off by exercising or being careful about what you eat. But if you have the obese microbe, you're more likely to have the problem than if you have the thin microbe. Some people are just blessed, and maybe that's a different way of saying
with
it.
With a good microbe.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Microbe.
There's a great book that I have here someplace. Wait a minute, hold on a minute.
It's called The Battle of the Microbes.
No, it's called actually Gut and Psychology Syndrome.
Ah.
It's written by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride.
Yeah, it's GAPS. It's a GAPS diet.
Yep. And it goes through all of these things that we're talking about. And it, because of what you eat, you can have ADD, you can have dyslexia, you can be autistic, you could be depressed, you could have schizophrenia. All of those things come, and that's basically an outgrowth of this study that we're talking about here.
Yeah, Dr. Jack's wife, Mary, is a practitioner for
GAPS.
Yes,
she is. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah.
And I will say, my friend does it, sticks to it, and it is hard to stick to.
Oh, yeah.
You have to make everything from scratch. You make your own cleaning product. I mean, it's really intense.
Yes.
And my friend, who had a lot of psychological problems, including bipolar and schizophrenia, has almost cured herself. Yep. I mean, really incredible.
You can cure yourself of anything, I am convinced. Jack has convinced me of this, by what's in your gut. What is in your gut predicates what is in your body, and your body is going to be a temple, or the temple of hope, or the temple of doom. And it is, depending on what's in it. Speaking of that, I have a couple of trending items here that I want to get to, including the North Koreans conducting a hydrogen bomb test. The ground, we have Carole King to sing I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet in a moment. It's 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year.
Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
According to the CDC, flu cases are still on the rise. Remember, these three words to help protect you and your family against the flu: avoid, clean, and stay. As much as you can, avoid close contact with those who are sick. Also, avoid touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. Clean your hands often during flu season. And finally, stay home when you're sick. Simple ways to a healthy year. The health tip that you've been listening to brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel
it. See how well she takes instructions, boys and girls? There it is. Very nicely done. North Korea says it has conducted a successful, powerful H-bomb test.
Isn't it because people thought there was like an earthquake and then they said, oh no, it's just us testing our bombs.
Right, yeah. The test marking another big step toward the North Koreans' goal of building a warhead that can be mounted on a missile capable of reaching the U.S. mainland.
Yeah, here's the issue, is that we're all distracted and we're all jumbling around, and ISIS is like the greatest friend of North Korea because we're all worried about the Middle East, we're all worried about ISIS and the terrorist groups.
I offer him.
Meanwhile, North Korea is just sitting over there very quietly.
Yeah.
Working
being
on
run
all
by
these
this little
terrible,
worm.
Yeah, these weird
Justin
projects.
Bieber's cousin is running North Korea.
What's his name? Something Wong?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to Something Wong. Other things trending at DougStephan.com this morning. Donald Trump has raised a question about Ted Cruz's eligibility to run for president. This has been floating around now for months and months and months, but it appears to be getting traction because Trump is talking about it.
Yeah. This one's actually fair, I think, because
I do too, actually.
And I like Ted Cruz, and I remember when he first jumped in, he kind of addressed this, and it was something to do with the fact that his mother was here and naturalized or something that he was able to run. But truly, he was born in Canada, so I'm interested to hear what he says.
Didn't we say... I think it was covering one of the last debates that Trump and Cruz appeared to be friendly, and
Over.
Nah, because you know what? Cruz is never going to hit back Trump because Cruz is super smart, and he knows that if something happens to Trump, that he's the only one poised to pick up any of Trump's supporters, and he can't.
But how would that work?
Back.
This is the Republicans are suicidal enough. If they did that and Mrs. Clinton worked on it, that'd be certainly the end of whatever.
Unless, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about whether he was really a naturally born American, given the Canadian parents and all this other stuff.
I think there's a real answer that'll come out I don't think.
But that's what they said about Obama, and nobody was ever satisfied with the real answer. Obama says, "I was born in Hawaii, huh? Then I'm born in in Ghana.
Yeah, it's really the same. He was Obama was born in Hawaii and his mother was American, mm-hmm. and everybody's all up in arms about it. Oh, he's Kenyan.
Right.
But Cruz was born in Canada, and his mom's American, and he's saying it's no big deal.
Well, but Americans are saying it's a big deal, especially if you're hot in the heels of the leading candidate. How close are the numbers between Cruz and Trump at the moment?
Nationally, not very. I mean, right. Trump is polling at like 33% usually across the board, and he is in the upper teens to maybe 20%. Now, in Iowa, Ted Cruz will probably beat everybody in Iowa. That would be my prediction.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here we are at 53 past the hour. You like our cool, calm, and collected method of approaching the world? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Kara Schillen, and the lovely and talented Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's got credibility up the you-know-what, and he's going to share some of that credibility with us in a matter of moments. The Consumer Electronics Show underway in Las Vegas. My pal Holland Cook is there taking a test drive that you may not want to ever take.
Autonomous cars are here. No driver, which, according to research, will make driving lots safer. 33,000 Americans die in wrecks each year, most due to human error, drunk driving, texting, asleep at the wheel. If 90% of the cars were driverless, estimates are we'd save two-thirds of those lives, and we'd enable the disabled and elderly. Even the blind could be motorists, and parents escape chauffeur duty. Your car might already have adaptive cruise control, GPS, parking assist, and that warning sound when you wander into the next lane. You're driving a bunch of computers that the driverless car simply connects. And cars connect with each other so they'll know how to avoid traffic jams and find a parking space. When you're dropped off, sensors will tell your car where to wait until you need it again. To escape winter, punch in Destination Florida, and you'll be there when you wake up the next morning. In over 2 million test drive miles, Google driverless cars have only been involved in 16 fender benders, all of which were human error. Audi predicts its self-driving A8 will be in showrooms by 2018. BMW, VW, and Nissan are aiming for 2020, Ford in 2025. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, let's get to some of the action here. The Twitter folks say they're going to lift the 140-character limit. This comes from the fellow who runs Twitter. Jack Dorsey himself says the service may lift its character limit. Why was it there in the first place? And the tweets now, apparently they could go up to 10,000. And I guess I wonder why it would be important in either direction. What's the story behind the story here, Greg?
Well, first of all, it's 140 characters because Twitter was designed to, in a sense, emulate text messaging where you also have a limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wonder how successful this is going to be for Twitter. I understand why they're doing it. Usage is down, and they're looking for ways to create more engagement. On the other hand, I think a lot of people who use Twitter like it because they are limited to what they say. So you don't spend an hour crafting a tweet. You bang it out, and you hit send.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Twitter has to be a money-making business, and if this is going to enable them to make more money from advertising, then it is the right thing for them to do. It may not be the best thing for their hardcore users today, but if they do this, hopefully they will find another set of hardcore users.
Did you see the story at DougStephan.com about this police department reviewing its policy on using Facebook after a complaint about a quote from Forrest Gump that was included in announcing an arrest? This 18-year-old kid gets arrested at the department's parking lot on misdemeanor charges. He was taking hubcaps off of police cars. Admittedly, not the smartest guy anyway, and that was the reference to Forrest Gump, apparently, because Forrest Gump came across as not being that smart. So people that are in the community took exception to that. It's interesting how much attention everything on Facebook gets, though. Isn't it? I mean, think about it.
Well, it's, you know, the speed at which things in social media, like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the rest, the speed at which they can spread and people can comment on them and mobilize around them is dramatic. I mean, if you want to see a perfect example of that, look at the brilliant way Donald Trump is using social media.
Yeah, he's doing very well. The Consumer Electronics Show opening up in Las Vegas today officially, 165,000 people there, 20,000 tech products. I'm surprised you're not there.
I usually am there. I decided to sit it out this year, although I'm watching it really closely. Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting year at CES for two reasons. The autonomous cars that we just heard about and also the Internet of Things, bringing the Internet into more stuff in your house.
Yeah. All right, there it is from the horse's mouth. There it is, info. There he is, Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because simply safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.